Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time of day you're listening. Hope you had a good day. Hope your day's going well. Hope everything's going good with you. On today's episode, I'm going to dive into some business stuff, give you some business advice. I've been asked by some people to basically talk about starting a business. And due to the fact that I have started a business, I don't know it all, but I'm going to give you the basis of what I learned from the start. So before we get started, hop down in the description, follow all the social media platforms, keep following, keep liking, keep supporting. We would appreciate everybody who's been supporting. We're thankful for all the people who actually are, you know, believing in what we're doing. Now, let's get into the topic for the day. So the topic today will be how to build a business a smart way. How to build a business a smart way. There's three different parts to this talk today. First, we're going to determine the service you're trying to sell or to offer. Have the worst case scenario planned out for your business when it comes to your finances. And then scale your business day one, right? So when I say all those things, there's a lot going on there. So I'm going to go back and we're going to kind of break that down a little bit further. So when you're actually starting a business, right, you want to be very smart about what you're doing. Determine the service that you're trying to offer. For me personally, I say that make sure that you understand that the service you're trying to offer may be a service that's offered by someone else. So you may have to find the actual niche within what you're doing, or the difference in what you're doing. And then you need to figure out how's that service layered. Let's say that you're a painter, right? And you actually paint rooms or paint buildings or houses, right? You could possibly also be a painter that paint cars. You could be a person that paint pictures, paint murals. You could paint floors. When I say paint floors, like do tile paint or cover up floors that are kind of sort of need to be refurbished. So there's multiple layers to what your service is as a painter. So anything you do, you want to make sure that you understand what you're really trying to offer. The more multifaceted you are in what you're trying to offer, the better off you will be when you first start. So let's continue with the painter example. So if I'm a painter, right, I'm trying to start a business, I want to figure out how much it takes to start what I'm trying to do, right? Well, I know one thing. I don't have to have a building to start a business. That's the first thing. The best way is probably to be mobile to start with, just to kind of get a feel for your demand, right? So if you're mobile, that helps you get a feel for your demand. Then you can pretty much project from there. Hey, do I need to get a business, or do I need to actually get a shed in my backyard to kind of call it my office? And, you know, how much materials do I go through in a week? Where's some good pricing for the materials that I have? You know, so you start figuring out your business on a very small scale. And when you do that, what ends up happening is that you understand how much money you're going to spend in the long run. So before you even start your business, you have a pretty good idea of what you need to do basic stuff, right? And then with that, what you also want to do, you want to figure out what products are you using, how much of those products can be used for other things within what you do. And what I talked about earlier, the layers. So if I paint a house with this paint, can I paint a mural with this paint? If I do, what happens when it's exposed to the sun for a long period of time? If I paint an actual mural, can I use the same paint to paint a car with? And if not, how much is the paint that I need to get to paint the car with? And then it determines, okay, where do I need to paint a car at? I'm probably gonna need a clean room of some kind. So do I need one to paint the car? I wanna paint parts of the car, bumpers. You know, do I wanna do some refurbishing stuff on cars? You know, fixing scratch dents, you know, whatever, right? And that's kind of sort of comes to, you know, refurbishing. But still, as a painter, you can get that done. You can contract in with different shops who don't have painters. And that's all you do. You paint you for a flat fee or hourly rate or whatever, and you allow them to expand their business, but you make it worth your while. And then from that business adventure, you could possibly build up some actual more clients because they see that you're the person that paints here. You don't work here, but this is what you do. You contract in. So you start building your business by figuring out what your services you're trying to offer, right? And then determining your actual amount of clientele you're able to generate. And you really don't go out there just trying to generate clientele. You want to go out there with the idea of like, hey, I'm going to try to start this business I want to do. And then by me starting this business I want to do, I'm going to kind of go from there when it comes to building the business, you know. And then after that, man, everything else is pretty much take care of itself as far as what's the next steps. For me, the next step for you after you figure out like, hey, this is what I like to do. This is what I want to do. This is kind of how I want it to go. This is what it looks like for me. I need to sit down and write out my finances, right? As I write out your finances, I mean, determine what you can make per day or per week before it becomes not smart. So when you write that down, right, and you get those finances figured out, what you want to do then is figure out in a week what you have to make to basically be able to pay all your actual costs, you know, and cover all your things within your company. And then you want to figure out what you need to make in a month, right? So you need to figure out how much money do I spend on all my bills in a month. But if I do it by a week, then I understand, well, every week I need to make about $700 in profit. So what do I need to charge to make $700 in profit? You know, so I started really looking at the details of my finances. At worst case scenario, can I keep this business going and not have a fully flourishing business to start with? But what I do have is a really good starting piece in the business. So when I'm figuring out how that business is going to run, right, I need to make sure also that with those finances, I'm saying that this is feasible with where I am now. Not if I get a building, not if I expand, but what I have now, can I keep my lights on? A lot of people actually just start their business with the idea of trying to go best case scenario. No, you should go worst case scenario. Worst case scenario will help you determine what you have to do outside of your business to keep what you have going afloat until you kind of sort of get some momentum going. And you will have busy seasons. You will have, you know, kind of sort of slow seasons or slow time, busy months, you know, whatever. When you have a very busy month, take full advantage of it. Put all your time into it. Hope people around you who love you understand. You're just trying to make sure that you take full advantage of this moment. Then your slow months, work on business development. Do I need to create a social media platform of some kind? Do I need to expand that? Do I need to improve on fund that? Do I need to expand my website? Do I need to really get on my Google listing and kind of tune in what I need to do with that and add pictures, photos, get some people to do Google reviews for me? You know, like, how does that look for you as far as expanding your business? Because once you expand and develop your business, your footprint becomes bigger. So really take your time when you have your low times, not just to be concerned with just the money you're making. Really try to develop your business. Like, and believe it or not, things are cyclical. They will come back around. You will get more time, you know, more customers, you know, that take up your time. And then you'll just keep growing that way. Now, the last step is scale your business day one. I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I didn't really put detail with it. What I said, figure out what service you're trying to offer and what your service is, like how much stuff do you cover with your service. Do you paint cars, paint homes, paint inside of offices, do you paint floors, you know, like all that. What I mean by that, for scaling, you need to understand how to scale what you're doing, right? And when you start from day one having your business kind of sort of prepped to be scaled because of the services you offer, not just offering one service, but multiple services, then you're able to actually catch customers that you could probably feed into other parts of your business because they probably need what you do. So from day one, you really want to scale your business. Really take your time and sit down with your business partner or whoever's supporting what you're doing. Kind of go over with them how you want to basically make that look. And I tell people all the time, don't allow somebody to tell you what your vision is. You tell them your vision, and you try to get them to give input on your business vision, but you don't let them tell you what your vision is, because it's your business. You have to understand what it looks like from a marketing sales standpoint, what you're trying to get the customer to see. And sometimes people can help you with that, but don't let them design the actual business or the vision for yourself, because you have to work in your purpose and your business. So when you're starting your business, really be specific about scaling it from day one. Scale the business from day one. Don't wait till you get to a place of, well, I'm not making any money, maybe I can do this now. No, do it from day one. And what you'll realize is that stuff will start ballooning the support in other parts of your business, okay? Now, with that being said, everybody, I'm hoping that this introduction to our business talk, you enjoy it. We will be continuing this talk, you know, sporadically from here to there, based on the actual input I get from people who listen to the episode. But the one thing I can say for anybody who wants to go into business or start something of their own, you really need to have belief in yourself and realize that the only thing that you're trying to transcend or conquer is your mind, your belief, your faith, your anxieties, your fear. You're just trying to conquer those things. And if you keep it about just trying to start small and little by little get into your goal, you will be very successful in your business and what you do. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.